I always had a secret desire to try stand-up comedy.
Meet Hap Hayward. He's a Ballarat school teacher who launched into the world of comedy a couple of years ago.
But it took me until I was about 43 or 44 years old to finally give it a go.
What was the trigger?
A midwife crisis, I reckon. I thought, if not now, when? My father's a very funny man, so there's no doubt I got inspiration from him. And I think family, you get a lot of laughter out of family life because that's just the way it is. You have to laugh at yourself and at each other. That idea as a child of trying not to laugh in church is one of the fondest memories now because there's such a joy in it, knowing that it wasn't a very acceptable form of behaviour, only made you want to laugh more. And so I just think it's in our instincts to look for humour and to find the funny in our lives.
Is your stage name Hap?
Yes.
How did that come about?
I used to write songs and they were very sad, so a housemate started calling me Happy Hayward. And so that name just stuck. I think it was born to be used for comedy, but it took me 20-odd years to use it for comedy.
Do you regret that it took you so long to give it a go?
In many ways, I've always felt that you come to some place at a certain time for a reason. So all my life experiences now make me comfortable enough to share them through comedy, where I don't think I would have had that same feeling in my 20s or even my 30s. I was more into serious lyrics and songs, but now I just think it's the perfect time for me to not care so much about failing, I suppose.
And you seem to have a lot more stories to share with age as well.
I think so, from being a father and from seeing how the world keeps turning and how the different leaders come in and out of power and how your musical heroes can pass away and things keep happening and there's more and more to relate to and more to reflect upon. So there's more stories, basically. You've got more in the well, I guess, with each passing year, yeah.
And how do you draw those out of the story well? Do you sit down and think, okay, what can I include in my comedy show, or has it come about naturally?
Oh, no, it never comes about too naturally. You have to start thinking about, but usually a strange thing might happen, whether you're in the supermarket and you notice something strange, or you run into an old relative and you're able to relate to that, or you go to your child's school performance and something awkward seems to happen. You're open to try and find something that would make you laugh. If I find it funny, I just hope someone else will.
Hap has performed at the Ballarat Cat, a monthly comedy night at the George Hotel.
I remember one funny thing. Just before Christmas, I got to perform there with Fiona O'Loughlin, who I've always really, really loved her stuff. So it was a big deal to be on the bill with her. And I said, I introduced myself and said, my name's Justin, but I go with the name Hap when I'm trying to do comedy. And she put her hand on my shoulder and said, you're not trying to do comedy, you are doing comedy. And it was a real moment for me of validation or something. She's a lovely woman and she's one of my favourite comedians, full stop.